Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Access Through Faith. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Ephesians chapter 3 verse 12. Because of Christ and our faith in Him, we can now come boldly and confidently into God's presence. I have just read from the New Living Translation Bible. When Nonto heard the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, he realized that the reason he could approach God was not because he did what was right, but because he had faith in Christ Jesus. This faith made him have unlimited access to God's presence, and there he received grace to do what was right. He was now a righteous person from within and no longer the actor he had been all his life. Unknown to him, the biggest temptation he was facing was the temptation to start thinking that his access to God will now be because of his righteous works and no more because of his faith. God's presence is the air your born-again spirit breathes. Life becomes miserable outside of it. Sin becomes a lifestyle outside of the grace supplied through it. Any Christian who thinks his access to God's presence is by anything other than his faith in Christ will live a miserable life. The devil will always try to keep you from God's presence because he knows he does not stand a chance against you if you dwell in God's presence. The devil's most potent weapon for keeping us away from God's presence is by tempting us to sin and then accusing us and making us feel God has rejected us and we no longer have access to Him. If we believe the devil's lie, we lose our boldness to fellowship with God. Many Christians fall for this and suffer because of this ignorance. Go into today remembering that if you still have faith in Christ, you still have unhindered access to the Father. Running away from His presence is not the way to get clean. Running to His presence when you feel dirty is the way to get clean. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Proverbs chapter 31. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. If you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, but you want to accept the Lord Jesus today as your Savior and Lord, let's pray this prayer together in faith. Confess your sins to the Lord. Ask Him to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And ask Him to receive you as His child. Remember, what makes you saved is when Jesus becomes the Lord of your life. Lord means He's the owner and controller of your life. You hand over the control of your life to Him. If you have just prayed this prayer in faith, praying to make Jesus the Lord of your life, I want to encourage you to visit our website. You'll find a link that leads to that website at the end of today's devotional text. On that web page, click on the menu that says Are You Saved? That menu will lead you to a web page where you will find materials that will help you grow, including a free audiobook that you can download and listen to. This will help you grow, understand the faith, and advance in your knowledge of God. The audio for our yearly Bible reading plan comes up next. Proverbs chapter 31.
The sayings of King Lemuel, an inspired utterance his mother taught him.
Listen, my son. Listen, son of my womb. Listen, my son, the answer to my prayers. Do not spend your strength on women, your vigor on those who ruin kings. It is not for kings, Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, not for rulers to crave beer, lest they drink and forget what has been decreed and deprive all the oppressed of their rights. Let beer be for those who are perishing, wine for those who are in anguish. Let them drink and forget their poverty and remember their misery no more. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still night. She provides food for her family and portions for her women servants. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her.
Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate.
We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text. Hi everyone. This is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from Stream Globe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our Stream Globe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward Stream Globe Devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org.